Back, ladies and gentlemen, to the most operatic 2 hours in talk radio, Symphony Eastwood Show. And my very special guest is John Russell. Now, John, you know, there's all these kind of topics that people choose not to cover, like one that's a particular interest to them, but they know it kind of really puts people off and scares the frickin' bejesus out of them, so you don't mention it too often. And mine is like the massive amount of child kidnapping and pedophilia that gets sanctioned by government services, you know, like in CPS custody, like 5 times as likely to be sexually abused. And there's like 400,000 people, kids a year that go missing in the US. Like this, like there's just some really horrific stuff on there, and I choose not to talk about it most of the time because, oh mate, it depresses and scares the living crap out of people. And I was wondering, is there anything parallel to that, like the certain stuff that maybe even scares you a little bit that you don't talk about too often?
Sharks. Been bitten by a shark once, so I don't talk about sharks. Yeah, might sound crazy, but yeah. Well, I really sit on the fence. Yeah, if that's a way of saying, I have my opinion on stuff, but there's nothing that really scares me. Well, nothing scares me actually. It might sound crazy that, but yeah. All I've done, literally for the last 10 years, is study how to fix this problem. Now, many, many moons ago, that's when the Dominican Sovereign jumped in, yeah? And since then, for what I've learnt, it really shaped me a bit in what actually the world and how it's actually really working, okay? And I sit on the fence a fair bit. I don't have my own personal opinion. I have my personal opinion when it comes to terrorism and all this kind of stuff. But when it comes to stuff that really scares me, or it's not there. It's actually not there. Okay, yeah. I know you're after something for me to say 100%.
Oh, well, I was wanting you to just describe the shark attack that happened to you, because that's actually quite a rare thing to happen to somebody, you know. surprisingly enough, the way it's hyped up in the media, I remember one time I was watching TV3 News here, and they had a 38-second story on a guy who was attacked by a shark in Australia, where the shark bit off the tip of his index finger. Wow. And then the next story was 100 people died today at a train crash in Pakistan. And then the next story was I don't know if it's painful to relive. I'd understand if you don't want to talk about.
No, not at all. I just don't go in the ocean no more at all. No, I just don't go swimming. I grew up in the ocean. I was a fisherman. Okay, before I started all this, started the politics side and that, and I was fishing up in the Torres Straits, and I was down spearfishing, and I speared this fish, come up to the surface, put in my little hook, went down to get another fish, and a black-tipped reef shark was up there, and I was probably 10 metres under the water. I've looked up, because I was getting jerked around a bit, okay, on the rope. I was like, I've looked up to the surface, and there's a black-tipped reef shark there, chomping on my fish, and I was like, oh, yeah, go and get you away, because I've dealt with them in my life, you know what I mean? They never put the fear in me. So I've given him a whack with the spear gun and he's gone off. He would have went off probably 20 metres, okay, into the reef and turned, and he was on me like that. Literally, he'd come that fast at me, and, I got a good-sized cut and chomp up my leg now from it. And so I had no choice. I stuck the spear gun straight through him. I speared him, and he's running around now still with my spear gun. Okay, I lost that. 17 staples in my leg on the boat to put it all back together. The skipper sewed it. Well, he didn't sew it up. He stapled it with a surgical staple gun. And, yeah, that was pretty full on, but it gave me the fear of the ocean now. I don't go in the ocean. Like, I used to love the surf. I used to love the ocean. Absolutely loved it. I worked on it for 15 years, okay, before I got into gold and silver and got into the politics side and all that. But, yeah, that's really all I can explain on that. I just got a fear of the ocean. That's what really puts the fear up me. But land, nah, there's nothing in here that can hurt you. Nothing. Mm.
Yeah, see, I've got a similar thing, like, but mine's like a police attack, so I've got a fear of, of incidentally, something that is ordinarily also big and blue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can understand that, yeah. But, yeah, the poor fishermen up in where I come from, yeah, they're doing it hard, and they have been doing it hard for years. Yeah, and they're the people, well, everyone, really, but, yeah, to shut down, it's a funny thing, because it went to the courts in 1992, and they shut down a whole heap of green zone of ocean and turned it into green zones. And they just did that not recently ago. And in the court submissions, it said the judge was talking to the fishermen and that, and in, the judge could totally understand why the logbooks, why our logbooks were never filled out correctly. And he asked the fishermen, like a couple of fishermen, why? He goes, Your Honour, if you go out fishing somewhere, and you catch fish, are you going to tell your mate? Okay. So these QFMO, the Queensland Fishing Authorities over in Queensland, they got friends that have fishing boats themselves. So for us to write our information in there, they just pass that information off. Yeah, and but yeah, anyway. But yeah, the guys up in Cairns, the Torres Straits, the Darwin, literally from, I've worked from Brisbane to Cairns on the fishing boats and every single port in between. So when it comes to the fishing side and the farming side, because I was a farmer as well on the off season, the mango seasons, and yeah, all different farms, I can really relate to what they're going through. And that's where these guys have got to really ask themselves, like I was saying before, where do you think the government's actually going to stop in what they're doing to you? Every year there's something. They're doing something to you. So they have to, sooner or later, they have to get to a specific goal in the end. And what is that goal? Yeah, and all we can see is Agenda 21 coming around the corner. Okay, to literally separate, pull down the state governments and take it back, or take it to councils. Okay, and be literally run through a 9,000 town council that's run out of the UN. And that's where the fishermen, the farmers, the doctors, the lawyers, the solicitors and the nurses, the police, the bakers, the candlestick maker, everyone's got to really, like, literally, if I can say it, like, snap into it. They've got to jump up. You've got to unite Australia. You've got to come together. It's simple as that. If you want this to stop, you have to unite. You've got to come together. They did that in 1920 in the engineers case, and it's time again now. You have to come together in Melbourne. If you want all this stop, my farming friends and my fishing friends, be in Melbourne. I expect you to be there, okay? Fly, run, walk, plane, drive. Doesn't matter how you get there, but be in Melbourne. Come and unite with us. Come and stand up and open this people's parliament, okay? Stand as one with your brothers, your sisters, your mothers, your aunties, okay? You got to come together. If you want this stopped, we can stop it. Yeah, and as simple as that, we can actually stop all this. Yeah, and it's called the People's Parliament, the Parliament of the Commonwealth, the real Parliament from the Crown that was set in place in 1900, not this Parliament that's sitting in place now. Yeah, yeah. It really affects me on that side when I see the people of Australia and New Zealand and the world in general, okay, for what the governments are doing. It's criminal. You can't do this to people. You just cannot do this to people no more. But more to the point for Australia, like Iceland. Iceland's already done it. They've been through it. Thank God. Okay, for a sense of we've got something to look at. But Australia's a bit different in that sense because we've got the People's Parliament. We don't have to sit out the front as Iceland did 3 months in the snow protesting to sack the Parliament. We don't have to do that. Okay, we got our own Parliament. I can sit down with Governor General, okay, Quentin Bryce, talk this out as human beings, as a lady and a man. We can talk this out. We can figure this all out, okay? Because the people of Australia have had enough. They're going to snap. And I don't want my friends snapping. Yeah, that's where the violence comes in. That's where the bullets and the bombs come in. I don't want that. I want to sit down and talk about this. This is what I want, and this is what a lot of other people want. I had to sit down and talk because it's like New Zealand. Our diggers, your diggers, our diggers went to war a long time ago. They did not envision. They went to war to set us free. They did not envision for us, Australians and New Zealanders, to be enslaved now. Okay, why did you go to war? What, so we can be enslaved in 2013? No, they didn't do that at all. They went to war to literally defend us so we can be free. We can live a free life.
Or at least that's what they thought they died for. And I think it's a dishonor of their memory when we remember them on Anzac Day and so on and so forth, that we say that they died defending freedom. I don't think that they did. I think they thought that they did, and that the people who actually sent them to war to die actually meant them to be a blood sacrifice so that they could bring about another tyranny. And I think it is a spit on their grave if we don't choose to overthrow that tyranny in their name.
Yeah, I stand with you on what you've just said, 100%. I really do. It's things have to change. Okay? If things don't change, things don't change. And that's why I say unite. Unite in a federal Commonwealth. Become united, Australia. Come together. Okay? And it's in time, it will be the entire world. We ask everyone to come. We ask all the world. The Commonwealth of Humanity is here for you.
And have you got a website that people can pick you up on there, John?
Still getting built, but we're on Facebook on Constitution of Australia.
All right, facebook.com/Constitution of Australia.
Yep, that's the
one. All right, sweet ass. I'll put that in the archives there so people can go and give you a ring and a bell and see if they can help you out. And I do think, ladies and gentlemen, that you should support this man and all the other people like him that are operating in your own nations, because these are the people who are actually setting aside a structure so that the people's voice can be heard. Not unlike myself. Basically, all you've got to do is listen to people and talk, and you can really resolve anything without the need for violence or name-calling. And we'll see you again sometime, ladies and gentlemen.